All right, loves, let's talk about elevating our frequencies, softening into our feminine power, and healing our nervous system so that we can shine and expand and attract and magnetize abundance and the right communities and all of the incredible things we are destined for. I really believe that that starts with how our bodies vibrate. And Lotus Way is the most powerful tool a light worker can have in her toolkit. Now, Lotus Way are flower essences that are liquid infusions of wildflowers that contain the bioenergetic imprint of the flower's life force. They are super packed with the chi of the flowers that instantly, and I'm telling you guys, instantly impact your state of mind and enhance your energy. I have been taking Lotus Way flower essences in both in elixir form, in essential oil form, and using their aura sprays for the last month, and my entire system has recalibrated. The founder, Katie Hess, is a total light worker, and her mission is to obviously have the whole planet taking flower essences. But she has shared that if only 1% of the planet was on flower essences, this world would be in such a different state. And her mission as founder of Lotus Way and my mission as host of the spiritual podcast and the author of the new book, The Light Work, are totally, totally aligned. And so I am so thrilled to share them with you as an official sponsor of the show. So check this out. When you head on over to lotusway.com, I'm going to leave the link in the show notes. They have this insanely powerful flower quiz where you just intuitively click on all the flower images that you resonate with, and it feeds you back a report of your custom flower essence diagnosis. I'm currently on Divine Within, which is absolutely activating my DNA and allowing me to connect more deeply to spirit. I'm using Inner Peace, which is calming my nervous system and just allowing me to move through my days with so much more gentleness and ease. And my personal favorite is Expansive Presence, which is really supporting my confidence and my voice as I am moving into this book launch and having so many new podcast interview opportunities and speaking on so many more stages and pitching to so many new clients. I am telling you, these elixirs work. So when you head on over to lotusway.com, use the code THELIGHTWORK to get 10% off of your order. That is lotusway.com, LOTUSWEI.com /thelightwork, or use code thelightwork to get 10% off your order. Take their flower quiz, pick up a bunch. They will customize exactly which ones you need. I absolutely recommend getting the full kit so that you're ingesting these flower essences into your system, clearing your auric field around you, and putting these oils on your body topically to truly feel the effect of these powerful lightworker tools. Again, that is lotusway.com, LOTUSWEI.com /thelightwork, or use code thelightwork to get 10% off of your order. Link to experience them is in the show notes.
This is a Soulfire production.
Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast.
Well, hello, my beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica, and listen, I am coming at you from my brand new, fully on fleek podcast production studio in my new home in Nashville. I have put in place the most sacred space. This is the place that I'm going to be bringing in all of my incredible guests. I have women flying in from around the country to Nashville to come onto this show. We're going to be doing in-person interviews pretty much only so that I can really drop in and connect heart to heart to bring you all the most amazing, amazing content. So I just wanted to welcome you through the ethers on audio. If you're listening to this, if you're watching this, wherever you are, I just want you to know you are here in this space with me. We are here together to create a new collective rising of consciousness, of empowerment, of women knowing their magnetic feminine worth, and we're stepping in. That's what the Spiritual Hustler movement is all about, and this space just feels so right, and I am so excited to officially be recording in it for the very first time. So if you're new to the show, welcome. If you are not new, welcome back. I am so excited to take you into this conversation around how spirituality and our success truly intersect and why we really need both. I wrote my whole second book, The Light Work, on what it means to activate your spiritual awareness, how to embody your light worker identity. But it is the story of a highly ambitious professional woman who drove a lot of success. Yes, through a spiritual journey, I have been on this path for 15 years, but the real unlock that I had a few years ago after a very potent trip to Egypt and coming online when it came to my light codes and my DNA activating and my feminine frequency returning and the medicine from the goddesses and their wisdom that I received in that country to deliver to my community. And I really don't think we can have a conversation about business and success without having a conversation about our spiritual identities. I have been saying for years that your business, your professional success, your money, your impact, your wealth, your expansion will only grow to the extent in which you grow as a human being. But really the game is how you grow as a spiritual being, because you are a spiritual being having a human experience. That is at least my belief, but I look around the world of women that I know that are so in their bodies and they're so empowered and they're so confident in their message. And whether they're spiritual or not, or they would consider themselves woo or not, there is something so alive in their energy, which is what makes them so magnetic, which is what allows them to call in the clients and call in the community and call in the opportunities and call in the money that makes them truly successful. It is an inside job. And so today I really wanted to unpack 5 reasons why, specifically, why your spirituality impacts your success. This is at the core of my work as a coach. This is what I'm bringing to all of my VIP day clients in these sacred containers that I create for them, where we go deep in a full day on their business, their brand, and yes, their spirituality. This is the work that I'm bringing to my women in my one-to-one coaching programs. This is the work that I'm bringing to the women at my Claim Your Light retreats. I have my next one coming up in January of 2025 in Riviera Maya, Mexico. And it's the basis of my work. I was recently actually on a podcast with Melissa Ambrosini, who's a dear, dear soul sister of mine. And she asked me, she said on this interview, she goes, what does spirituality have to do with business coaching? And my response was everything. It's everything. And I'm going to start with that response as reason number one, which is getting into alignment with your mission. So when we know why we were put here on this planet, like when we really connect with that, that is a personal, soulful connection to source, to spirit, to truly understand in your full being that you were not just put here to build a business or work a job, make some money, take a couple of vacations a year, raise a family, call it a day. You are here to shift the planet. You are here to impact one person at a time, whether you reach 100 people, you reach 1 million people, you reach one person at a time every couple months. It doesn't actually matter, because when you pour in your specific reason for being into the people you serve, they change. And then they go out and they change the people they serve. They go out and change the people that just simply comes into their presence with the power, the confidence, the light, the reflection that you have offered, because you're so clear as to why you're here, which isn't just for you. Like I said, your own bank account, your own well-being, your own family, even your own career trajectory. It's so much bigger than you. And when I think about the word alignment, I talk about alignment all the time, but like, what does alignment even mean? Alignment really begins with clarity of what that mission is for you. That spark of understanding why you were put here. And when that spark hits, we experience so much inspiration. We experience so much joy. We experience so much expansion. And when we get into alignment, like I said, we become magnets to what we desire. We literally are vibrating at a new, more activated, higher frequency. And frequency is your identity. It is your unique blueprint. It is your truth. And when we activate this and turn it up and turn it on, we are bringing our light codes online. Now, you might be asking, what are light codes? I speak a lot about light codes in my new book, The Light Work, Reclaim Your Feminine Power, Live Your Cosmic Truth, and Illuminate the World, that is hitting shelves in August 6th. It's a few months away. And if you haven't yet picked up your copy, head on over to thelightworkbook.com sidebar and you get a whole bunch of bonuses, about $3,000 worth of bonuses, including 2 live group coaching calls with me, a personal branding masterclass, a ticket to my live Lionsgate virtual event on August 8th with Michael Beckwith, Koya Webb, Daniel Page, and a whole bunch of other goodies. So I digress, but light codes are essentially the light encoded filaments that are living inside of your DNA that have been sleeping, that have been quote-unquote dormant, suppressed by the matrix, by control on this planet, coming through as programming based on fear, driven by mass media, corporate America, big government, big food, big pharma. I go on and on about this in my new book, but my point is we've been asleep. It's no one's fault. It's just the water we're swimming in. And we're fish and we can't even see it. And our light codes come online through working with coaches, by being in sacred spaces, getting activated in temples, doing breath work, going to a sound bath, moving our bodies in new ways, somatic healing, joy, dancing. Light codes come online in a multitude of ways when we get outside of our comfort zones, essentially, and we wake up and we remember the full truth of our power and our true identity, which is light. So back to Melissa Ambrosi's question, what does spirituality have to do with business? Everything. We can't just live in the silo of the 3D. We have to connect up into the 5D consciousness of quantum limitless possibility. And when we really get into alignment with our unique place on this planet, we truly become limitless. And that is where we have to start. So that is number one, getting into alignment based on the clarity that you find within yourself as to why you were put here. And I help my clients do that. I help all of the women that I'm serving in my VIP days do that, and in my one-on-one coaching clients, and in my one-on-one coaching containers. That is where we always start. Now, number two, what does spirituality have to do with your business? Well, let's talk about clarity. Clarity in your message. That is number two. So you get clarity into why you are here, but then you need to have clarity in how you articulate that. That is called your brand. That is called your message. That is called your story. And we need to stand in that. We need to speak that with confidence, with so much conviction. And that really comes from our throat chakras. Now, I talk a lot about chakras as well in my new book, The Light Work. And I really unpack this sort of woo-woo concept of chakras, which maybe some of you have heard of, maybe some of you haven't. Maybe you've worked with your chakras, maybe you haven't. But I find that our fifth chakra, our throat chakra, which is where we express, it's where we use our voices to be heard and known in the world so that we can create businesses. And when we need to use our voices, and when we don't have clarity, let alone confidence in using our throat chakras, we stay small, we stay dim, we don't grow. Because our audiences, our communities, our clients, they can't hear us? How are they going to work with us and engage with us if we're not even making ourselves known? I've been working with this incredible client for the last 7 months. She did one of my VIP days, and then we moved into an ongoing coaching container, and she was hiding. She was afraid to be seen. Now, this is a woman that has done so much work. She is a certified coach. She's a trauma-informed certified coach. She has done some incredible work inside of some intimate retreats and launched a couple masterminds, but her business wasn't really growing and she was sort of stagnant. And we got clear on her message in that VIP day with one phrase. That encapsulated her true mission here on the planet. That one phrase informed her coaching program. She rebranded. I helped her rebrand all of her products. It helped define and design how she showed up on Instagram. It allowed her to reimagine her website because she was so finally clear. She had gotten the clarity on the message, how to translate and distill and actualize her mission into a message. And that turned her on in a matter of months. And her business is exploding. Her content is on fire. She is finally allowing herself to be seen and heard using her voice every single day on social media. She put in place a powerful email strategy. She's showing up weekly in her community's inbox, really telling her story. She removed the veil. She stepped forward into the light and is using her message now with crystal clarity, embodied in that mission. And her business is soaring. She actually told me a couple weeks ago that I take this with so much beautiful humility and appreciation and gratitude that working with me was the best 6 months of her life, that her business changed and accelerated working with me than any other program or mastermind she's ever done. And I can't really take credit for that. I just simply held up a mirror to her and she took it and she ran with it. And she is soaring. She doesn't need me anymore. She's out in the world making massive impact to other women who need her message. This is what I was saying at the beginning, that it's not just about you. It's you standing in your mission, your power, your voice is so needed right now. I say this all throughout my new book. You are so needed right now. You are so freaking important on the planet. At this time, you do not underestimate that. So many of us have forgotten that, and it's time to wake up. So that's number two. Number one is alignment. Number two is clarity. Number three, why your spirituality has everything to do with your success. Let's talk about your audience, okay, who you are reaching. Now, a lot of marketers will talk to you about knowing your ICP, your ideal customer profile, right? This is basically 101. And any good marketer is going to have you think about this and build this out. Any good business coach, any good business, full stop, regardless, needs to always think about, who am I selling to? Who are they? Where are they? What is their identity? What is their geographical placement? What is their demographical identity? What's their age, their gender, their HHI, their household income, their education? Do they have kids? Are they into dogs? Do they live in rural areas? Do they live in metropolitan areas? Really, truly understanding where and who your target customers are and how they make decisions and move through the world is literally foundational. And we always have to start there. But I really want us to, again, tune into the spiritual understanding of who our customers are, who our clients are, because they don't make decisions and purchases based on information. They make decisions and purchases and subscribe and sign up and connect because of emotion. And so we have to really start with what they are feeling. What is their true desires? And what's an even more important question to go deeper is, what do they actually think they want versus what they truly, truly, truly need? There is a connection that you have to have within your heart, within your soul, that comes from that place to reach them, to cut through the noise and to pinprick their deepest longings and desires, their fears, their dreams, their insecurities, their frustrations. I work with this amazing, amazing woman. She is an endodontist, okay? She's one of my favorite females in the world. We've worked together now for close to a year. She also did one of my VIP days. And this woman really took a look at her industry and how the everyday average dentist never got the training to do root canals properly. And thousands of patients were losing their teeth, were in extreme pain, were in just so much fear and anxiety going to the dentist. No one likes it. People were getting teeth extracted, being told that they were crazy because what they thought about their teeth wasn't really true. Their dentists were reflecting them bad advice. And this woman, my client, my friend, she was pissed off. Her desire came from wanting to serve humanity. Her mission is to save teeth. It is about really tapping into not only the fears and the anxiety and the pain of patients, but actually more so dentists themselves who have no training, who never got proper endodontic training. And she actually decided, this was many years ago, I cannot take any credit for this. This is her. She's just an amazing example of what happens when we get clear on our audience's deepest desires and we come from our souls to serve them. She created an online school to train dentists in endodontics for real as one of the top professionals in her field. And this woman has created a multi six-figure, close to seven-figure business by getting so clear on who she was serving, why they needed true support. Instead of thinking about the demographics, she went into the pinpricked fear and anxiety and hopes and dreams, frankly, of her target market to serve their patients better, to grow their businesses, yes, but to feel more confident and secure every time they were working with their own patients. Remember, it's not about you. When we step into our full light identity, we create ripple effects. We create so much impact one person at a time because they're going out and they're serving one person at a time. Number four, let's talk about strategy. Okay. Everyone in any business, any platform needs a strategy. I often say a strategy isn't a strategy unless you can measure it, right? It has to have KPIs, key performance indicators, milestones. How do you know you are being successful? A strategy without all of that is just a bunch of really great, amazing ideas. Building out a strategy, I say, is really the roadmap of your soul. When we do this from a spiritual perspective, your strategy not only impacts your content and your outbound and inbound marketing play, but it impacts your products, your services, your offerings, your team. All of these things that I just mentioned are extensions of you. They're extensions of your soul. And so you have to put in place a true roadmap that takes your ideas, your vision, and puts it into an implementable, actionable plan that allows your business to scale. And this is also a huge part of my VIP days and my one-to-one coaching containers as well, because I often say that your message is your what, like what you're going to say, what you are here for, what your mission is, what your voice is here to communicate with the world clearly and constantly. But the strategy is the how. How do we get that out into the world that drives business? And you have to be fully aligned to that. I had this amazing client come through one of my VIP days who was chock full of ideas. She's an energy medicine healer. And she had all of these ideas that were like floating in her mind. And so we grabbed them all. We put them on paper. We actually put them on a whiteboard and we created a customer journey, right? We created that roadmap from her soul, from her unique message to reach her unique, beautiful audience that had deep desires, wants, and needs. And we created this beautiful journey to take them on from these low ticket workshops that then upsold them into one-on-one coaching that then could open them up to these beautiful cohorts that she created online through a year-long essentially mastermind program that then took them deeper into a retreat. We priced everything. We mapped everything. We put everything against a timeline. And then all of her marketing and messaging and podcast content and social media content powered that narrative and took her clients and community on that journey, whether they realized it or not. We also had to get really clear on who her team needed to be to support her as the visionary in her business so that she wasn't in the weeds dealing with all of the marketing execution, but could really just be the powerful light and energy medicine queen that she is, so that she could always be in her highest service and that her cup was always full. This is what I really feel so committed to in my work in helping women burn bright without burning out, in order to really be a spiritual hustler, in order to be that light worker leader. You always have to have space for you. I think that if your cup is full, it's too low. Your cup needs to be overflowing constantly so that you always have enough to give, but there's always enough for you. And I help my clients build these strategies and support systems and structures to allow their businesses to grow while they continue to have the space to grow, to expand, to enjoy their lives and their businesses. Because if we're not in our joy, what's the freaking point? And so that is a beautiful, beautiful segue into number five, how our spirituality connects to our businesses. This is really the foundation of my entire book, this podcast, my message, all of my work is the power of the feminine. The feminine frequency is returning. We as women are the leaders of this movement. We are co-creating a new earth by remembering that our power isn't found in the old masculine paradigm of gripping and doing and hustling and killing ourselves and competing and comparing. That is done, ladies. That is over. That is not the paradigm that we are now co-creating as feminine leaders of this new earth. When we drop into our feminine frequency, we are in full trust. We are soft. Whenever I start any container, whether it's a VIP day or a coaching container or my retreats, I open the space with getting still. We close our eyes. We call in our guides. We call in the four directions. We thank Mama Gaia for giving us the opportunity to be on this planet in the first place and be expressions of her. We pull cards. I always give my clients a crystal. If they come into my VIP, I select a crystal designed for their activation based on the seven chakras, what I'm intuitively feeling they need. We really create sacred, sacred space. I do the same thing on my virtual coaching calls. I always pull cards for my clients. We set intentions, and it's not just the intention of what we want to build and how much money we want to make and the products we want to create this quarter and our launch strategies and our team hiring. We have plans in place for that, of course, and that's what I help my clients drive. But the intention of why we are doing what we're doing in the first place, who we are here to truly serve, how our unique lifetime, our unique DNA impacts the world right now on a quantum level. We tune into that. And when we really, really tap into that frequency, something really powerful happens. We surrender. We allow. We let go. We align to a feeling of trust that we are exactly where we need to be with the exact gifts that we have to serve the planet with our unique mission and message. We tune into exactly who we need to serve and how we get there. It has to start in this feminine vibration. This is the new earth that I'm talking about. This is the feminine frequency. And together, we are going to shift this planet. I see it everywhere. I want you to think about the women that you admire in the professional space, whether they're online entrepreneurs, they're women in your community, in your hometown. Imagine a woman that you look up to, that you love, that you probably potentially buy from. You follow her content, you listen to her podcast. There's something about her. She might not even potentially be aware or identify as a spiritual person, but she is online. She is coming from a place of service, of confidence, connected to her mission. That woman is magnetic. That woman is magnetizing you. These aren't women that you're ever comparing yourselves to or judging. Throw all that out the window. If that exists, totally normal. I've been there. I get it. I want you to tune into the women that you genuinely love and you genuinely appreciate, that you feel delivers value to you, that genuinely cares about you. That is a woman who has connected these five things into her business. And that woman is you. These are the steps I recommend all of you take to consider your mission, your message, your audience, your strategy, and tap into your feminine power. Now, I wanted to share, I only have just a few VIP days left for the year. I am moving into a whole new part of my platform and business, much to come on that front post my book launch. But I've decided to sunset my VIP days to focus on the future, and I only have 3 spots for the rest of the year. And so if you are interested in working with me, you can head to jessicazweig.com/VIP-days. I'll also leave the link in the show notes. But if it is something that you are interested in, I would love to hear from you. There is really nothing that fills my soul more than activating the light inside of all the women that I get to serve. And I would absolutely love to help you remember just how powerful and needed you are right now, and to anchor you back into your mission, find that message, build that strategy, connect to your right community, and to do it in this new feminine vibration. This is really my assignment, my mission, what I'm here to do. And I would be so honored to serve you. So finally, my spiritual hustler, the one listening to this, whether you consider yourself more on the spiritual side or the business side, that's why I named the show Spiritual Hustler, because there is this magical activating intersection of both. I hope this episode offered you a new way to frame up how you succeed using the divine, innate, spiritual power that exists within your body. And when we really unlock that, not only do we rise, but the planet rises. The women we touch rise too. And that is what I really think we're all here for. All right, my beautiful souls, have the most beautiful week, and I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast.